This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 72.69% was the big number on Wall Street today. The closing bell pop on Twitter for its first day of trading. $44.90 in real terms. That's up from the offering price of $26. All right, enough with the numbers. That pop, in part, means investors assume they are going to see a whole lot more people using Twitter, which means more people to advertise to and thus more money for the company. The only problem is that Twitter has something of a growth problem. According to a recent Reuters Ipsos poll, 30% of people who join Twitter don't use it because they simply don't get it. But Marketplace's Queenie Kim says history is full of companies that create a product and then sell the need.
You know that notion of supply and demand? That is, that consumer demand drives what's sold. Pinar Yildirim is a marketing professor at the Wharton School of Business, and she says marketers don't really believe that.
So essentially, we believe in marketing that consumers really don't know exactly what they want.
And business history is full of examples of companies that have created products and then sold us on the idea that we need them. David Stewart teaches marketing at Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles.
The microwave oven is a great example of a technology that did not find initial market acceptance.
When microwaves first came out in 1947, Stewart says people didn't see the need for them. They were doing just fine with their conventional ovens. Plus,
the microwave oven essentially was a product that required people to learn how to cook all over again. You couldn't use your metal pots and pans.
So marketers had to teach them what to do. They did in-store demonstrations and paid for people to have microwave dinner parties. Today, few homes are without a microwave. Charles Byers is a marketing professor at Santa Clara University, and he says Twitter could take a page from history.
They do need to do some marketing as to why you should be on Twitter. What do you get from Twitter?
Byers says most consumers think of Twitter like Facebook, a place to talk to friends and share pictures with family. But when they find out it's not really like that, they walk. To keep them, Byers says Twitter needs to promote its TV tie-ins and videos and its role as a go-to site for breaking news. And with its share price soaring, that education starts today. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.